The first reading is from the Psalms 84. How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yea, faints for the courts of the Lord, and my heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in thy house, ever singing thy praise. Blessed are the men whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in the courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favour and honour. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in thee.
The gospel reading is taken from Luke chapter 14, starting at verse 12. And Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. Or when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. And one of those at the table with him heard this. He said to Jesus, blessed is the man who will eat at a feast in the kingdom of God. Jesus replied, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, come, everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, I've just bought a field and I've got to go and see it. Please excuse me. Another said, I've just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another said, I've just got married. I can't come. The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servants, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there's still room. And the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those men who are invited will get a taste of my banquet. This is the revolutionary gospel of the Lord Jesus. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. Firstly, if you haven't met me before, my name's Sally, and very special welcome to Shireen and Marcus and Laurent and his family today. So let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and Redeemer. So today is the last in our series on our church mission statement, Welcome. And I've already said we're particularly happy to be welcoming Laurent and his family today. And both of our readings this morning, we hear about God's desire for us to respond to him, to want to be with him, to dwell with him, to live with him and for him, to accept God's invitation to have a relationship with him. So in the parable of the great banquet, the second reading, it's about God's open invitation to all. The parable describes the lavish banquet to which the host invited many guests, probably including his own friends, relations, acquaintances. However, the people who were initially invited came up with various excuses to why they couldn't accept the invitation and come to the banquet. The host must have been disappointed, to say the least. So he decided he wasn't going to let the banquet go to waste and asked his servants to go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. So the outcome of the householder's broader invitation was a great celebration with people from across the whole town enjoying a shared banquet which included a real mix of people and backgrounds from across the community. No doubt Jesus was telling this parable to emphasize the importance of encouraging whole communities to share and enjoy life together, as God's love is for all of us, everyone. God wants to share us to share his love with one another and across our communities. So thinking back on the parable, I wonder if we can identify with any of the people in the parable. Who might we be in the story? The one giving the banquet? One of the people not accepting the invitation? One of the servants sent out to find people to come? One of the people who did go to the party, delighted to have an unexpected invitation? The one who did not make the effort to dress properly? Perhaps we can all relate to these people in one way or another at some time. These are some of the excuses that were made for not accepting the invitation, and I'm sure we can find parallels today. I've just bought a field and I must go and see it. I've just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to try them out. I've just got married. I wonder how we accept God's invitation to partake in his lavish banquet. I wonder what excuses might get in the way for us sometimes. How we might put aside our busyness, our preoccupations, our self-made priorities to make sure we make room, space, time for God's blessings and desires for our lives, for us to live our life with him. Jesus told this parable after he'd been spending some time traveling around Galilee, teaching Jews and Gentiles alike about the kingdom of God. The people of Israel had been waiting for the Messiah for a very, very long time. But there were quite a number who either didn't recognize Jesus as the Messiah or who didn't want to accept that he was. These would have been some of the people that Jesus was referring to, those who did not accept the invitation to the banquet. These people who had initially ruled themselves out of the opportunity of taking in the banquet. And so the householder's response was he wanted others to take the place, their place. These people were described as the poor and disadvantaged from across the town. And these people were the ones who were delighted to accept the invitation to celebrate with the host. Although the story of the great banquet is a parable Jesus told, it does seem like Jesus was literally telling his listeners at the time, and for us to know today, to invite everyone, all people, to the party, not just close and immediate friends and relatives, but everyone. I now want to turn to our first reading, one of the beautiful Psalms. Shireen and Marcus, you brought Laron to baptism today as a sign that you want to start Laron on his journey with God, supported by yourselves, godparents, and all of us here as their church, as his church family. And it is lovely that we can witness and share this occasion with you. The psalmist praises God that we can dwell with him. After accepting the invitation, we can worship God. We can dwell with our God. He is a living God. God blesses those who dwell in his house and who find their strength in him, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage. In verse 6 of the psalm, the Valley of Baca is mentioned. This valley isn't referring to a particular place, but a situation. For those times of ups and downs in our lives when we feel desolate and parched. The psalmist is saying that those who look to God for their strength, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage, they will be blessed. And through Laron's baptism, he will be blessed at that start of that wonderful pilgrimage. And when life gets tough or parched, there will be springs of water. The Lord blesses those who put their trust in him. Today we heard the parable of the lavish banquet, and we think about our welcome, our hospitality, invitation, and our response. I'd now like to tell you about a very simple encounter I observed a few weeks ago. It was on one of our very hot days. This encounter is a great contrast to a lavish banquet. It is a beautiful illustration of how hospitality and welcome doesn't always have to be about big parties. There are so many opportunities in our everyday lives to show hospitality and welcome. The encounter was in an independent coffee shop within our parish. As I said, it was a simple, love-filled encounter that showed true welcome. A humble and thankful response, not centered around a lavish banquet, but about a cool drink of water on a hot day. I was in the coffee shop and I just ordered my coffee when a gentleman with a carrier bag with a few possessions came in and asked for some tap water. The man behind the counter went to the fridge and he got out a tall glass bottle with one of those flip top Kilner lids and a nice big glass. "Oh no," said the gentleman, "I haven't any money. I can't pay for it. I just wanted some tap water." The server said, "It is tap water, kept in the fridge to keep it cold for hot days like today. Do take a seat and you can enjoy the cold water on this very hot day." The exchange between the two was very, very humble. The kindness and care shown by the server, and the gratitude and thankfulness of the weary gentleman, so very clear. So these simple encounters can show you how special hospitality, invitation, and response can be. I wonder what opportunities we might have this week to show this kind of welcome so that someone can feel cared for, loved, refreshed, and perhaps helped on a path to healing. The key challenges Jesus gave his listeners before telling the parable of the great banquet was about the sort of party and feast Jesus was calling them to, one that's open to all, not just a chosen few. Not just the chosen few personal friends, relations, and people you already know, but for everyone, including the rich and the poor and disadvantaged, and those struggling with life. And in particular, witness to this sort of love is shown through the two charities that are based in our two church buildings, CAP, Christians Against Poverty in this building, and Living Well in the Holy Trinity Church building. And so our mission statement includes a focus on worship, welcome, and witness. So after accepting the invitation, the welcome comes witness, which will be the theme of our services over the next few weeks. We can celebrate and give thanks as party guests. And now we are encouraged to become party hosts too, welcoming others as we share God's love and saving grace with others, worshipping together as a church family, but also worshipping through our lives during the week. As I conclude, I will introduce a song video called Living Waters by Getty. This will lead us into a time of reflection. The song is about the living water we can have through our relationship with Christ. And during the next part of the baptism, there'll be the cleansing with water as Laurent starts his pilgrimage journey. I'll draw attention to some of the song lyrics. God's saving grace, his mercy, love, and healing. Christ's eternal love and forgiveness for all who accept the invitation, where everyone is invited, called to celebrate and worship God together in community. And through that invitation, Getty tells us that we can have a hope that is secure. We can continually praise God with our lives, and this will bring joy to the city of our God. So using words from the song, I'll pray for us all now. The refrain to the song is, there is a river that flows with mercy and love, bringing joy to the city of God. And may we know that God's spirit moving, mercy washing, healing in these living waters will be with us forever. He is our living water. Amen.